With a date set for the public reopening of Springfield's Union Station after a years-long restoration project, details have been announced for a celebration. Picture people in black tie formal wear and fancy evening gowns dancing in the main concourse of an elegant train station. It's not a social media scheduled flash mob or a scene from a Hollywood movie, but what is set to happen on the evening of June 24th when a gala dinner dance begins one of the most anticipated moments in the region's history, the reopening of Union Station. No one anticipates the moment more than Congressman Richard Neal.
I always saw this kind of glimmer of opportunity here based on what this station had once meant to Western Massachusetts.
Neal first called for restoring the train station as a candidate for Springfield City Council in 1977. As a congressman, he secured most of the $95 million that was spent to bring Union Station back to life after 40 years of dormancy.
The tasteful restoration of this building, which has actually been closed for almost half of its lifetime, 43 years. And when you consider that it's 90 years old, it's a reminder of what we anticipate will be the role that transportation will play, for sure, on the north-south link, and hopefully eventually on the east-west link as well.
Members of Neal's congressional staff have been heavily involved in planning the details of the celebration. The logistics are being handled by the nonprofit Spirit of Springfield. Tickets to the event are $200. A spokeswoman for Spirit of Springfield said the ticket proceeds are expected to cover the costs for catering, live music, furniture rentals, and other expenses. On Sunday, June 25th, there'll be a private reception in the morning for the construction workers on the project and their families. An open house for the public will be held from noon to 2 p.m., the first business day for Union Station in its role as a modern transportation hub will be Monday, June 26th. Several prominent business leaders have been named co-chairs for the gala, including MGM Resorts International Chairman James Murren, whose company is building a casino just a few blocks from Union Station. MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis said both projects signal a rebirth of Springfield.
We believe that really represents the bookends of the resurgence of downtown. Our project, MGM Springfield on the south end and Union Station on the north end, and we really want all of the activity to happen in between.
Mayor Dominic Sarno describes Union Station as an economic engine.
And you can see such stations as South Station in Boston, what has become there, and that's what we're looking to have become here moving forward.
Officials estimate Union Station will be used by 4 million passengers a year. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.